Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shiras Panto Lo Yinish Pasam Biakushol Nehabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Horvier's Daf Hey. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Beis brings that how do we know, according to Rabbi Yudo and Rabbi Shimon, that every Shevet is called a Kohol? So the Gemara brings the pasuk that's brought down Pashas VeYichi when Yaakov Avinu is telling Yosef the story of his life and the reason why Menashe and Ephraim are going to be chosen to be Shvatim. So it says over there that Yaakov tells Yosef, "V'yomer l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me, 'Hinei mafricho uvirisicho unesaticho lekahal amim.'" Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu that you will have a kahal amim. And the Gemara explains it means that he's talking about Binyamin. Binyamin is supposed to be born, is called kahal amim. And mimele you see the one shave is called a kohol. So the Tosis and Tosis Rosh ask, why is the Gemara bringing the Pasuk and Parshas Vayichi, which is when Yaakov Avinu is telling over the story to Yosef? Why are we not bringing the original Pasuk, which is Parshas Vayishlach? Where there we have the story where Yaakov Baruch Hu is speaking directly to Yaakov Avinu. And it says over there, "V'yomer lo Elokim, ani kel shakai, pre'urve, goi ukehal goyim yemimeko." It says over there the Kehal Goyim, the same Lashon that it says the Parshas Vayichi. So why do we bring a riot from there? Because Baruch Hu is promising Yaakov Avinu is going to have Binyamin, and it says Kehal. Why is the Gemara bringing the Pasuk of Parshas Vayichi and not Parshas Vayishlach? So the Netziv and the Merari Mesode and other Achronim answer based on what Rashi explains in both Sukkim, in Parshas Vayishlach and Parshas Vayichi, which really the Tosfos HaRosh really quotes over here in the Sukkim. Rashi explains there that Kadosh Baruch Hu's promise to Yaakov Avinu to have one and two. One is referring to Binyamin, and the two is referring to Ephraim and Menashe. So in Parshas Vayishlach, it says Goy Ukehal Goy. Goy is referring to Binyamin. Ukehal Goy is referring to Menashe and Ephraim. In Parshas Vayichi, Rashi explains that Kehal Amin, Kehal means Binyamin, and Ami means Ephraim and Menashe. So it's very clear why the Gemara brought the Pasuk of Parshas Vayichi, not Parshas Vayishlach. Because in Parshas Vayishlach, the word Kehal doesn't refer to Binyamin. It's part of the next word, Kehal Goyim, which refers to Ephraim and Asher, again to Shvatim. I'm trying to bring a raya, the word Kehal means one shevet. So for that, you have to bring Parshas Vayichi, where it says Kehal Amim, Kehal means Binyamin. What's a little bit hard to understand is why that changed. Why in Parshas Vayishlach, the word Kehal is referring to Ephraim and Asher? And in Parshas Vayichi, the word Kehal refers to Binyamin. And it seems that that's what bothered the Re'em, the Leo Mizrahi on Rashi, in terms of the Girus of Rashi. And the Guraya seems to be not bothered by that. But still need be or why it changed. Another answer on here in the question of the Sugyo, why did the Gemara quote the Pasuk in Parshas Vayichi, not Parshas Vayishlach, is brought down the Sefer Mogin Giboyrim, which is a Pirush, on Maseches Horias, and explain more in the Sefer Avraham is Einov, which was written by Rabbi Avraham, the son of Rabbi Chaim Valaji. The Afshar Loimar, the Parshas Vayishlach, when it says Kehal Goyim, doesn't refer to one Shevet. Very possible that Kehal means two Shvatim. Hi, but Yaakov Avinu had only one Shevet that was born afterwards, only Binyamin. Maybe Afshar Shigar Machet. Maybe lo niskaimo yisa bracha. Meaning, Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu to have a few shvatim born later, but only Binyamin was born afterwards. There is a concept of shema gar machet. Maybe Yaakov Avinu was supposed to have more, but he was not zoichet to it. But once Yaakov goes and tells Yosef a tzaddik, he tells him, Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised me kehal amim. So much for the fact Yaakov tells it to Yosef, it means that this bracha was miskaim. And our Avraham Falaji over here adds that once a Novi says the Nevuah has more Q. It's similar to what's brought down in the Ramban, in Bereishis Perikud Beis, that when you have Salas Avtocha V'Akadosh Baruch Hu, it may not be Miskayim. But once you come and you do a Maise here in the world, once the Novi does some kind of a sign that this Nevuah is Miskayim, so the Nevuah is already starting in this world. It's already, there's some Chalais of it over here in the world. When it's already coming out of the Poyal, so then the Nevuah is Miskayim. This is how the Maharal explains the idea of the Simonim that we have in Rosh Hashanah. Why do we make a siman Rosh Hashanah? Because we want to have a kiyum of the bracha already in the world. Once already it comes out in the world, it continues. So Avraham Falaji says similarly, once a Navi speaks the Nevuah in the world, it's not only Avtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, but then Navi comes and quotes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's some kiyum of it in the world. So the fact that Yaakov is repeating it to Yosef tells me that it was Miskayim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov originally to have a call, and he meant many shvatim, there was no kiyum, how does Yaakov repeat that to Yosef? Tells me over here that call that it refers to in Parshas Vayishlach, that were referred to Binyamin, and Binyamin is called a call. And this may be a direction to explain where Rashi changed in Parshas Vayishlach call doesn't mean Binyamin, and Parshas Vayechi it does. Maybe based on that we could say some answer, and this may be something to think about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.